seriously, it might be time to take a break, get some sleep. I can see it on your face, the strain. Let me help. Well, no, I can't write it for you. But I'm sure there's other ways I can help. I can take care of you. Remember last year when I had that research paper due and I was spinning? What did you tell me to do? Don't roll your eyes. You know where I'm going with this. And you know I'm right. And that's why you're rolling your eyes. So, what did you tell me to do? Exactly. You told me to turn my brain off for a little while, find something mindless to do that didn't make me think so hard. And you were right, because when I took a little while off, I reset, I came back, and I wrote a kick-ass paper. So, I'm thinking, since I got that advice from a pretty smart guy who generally knows what he's talking about, it might be sound advice now. It's the middle of the night. You've been staring at that cursor blinking for hours. I'm pretty sure when I was in here last time, you were only like two paragraphs back from where you are now. That's not a good sign. And the more you stare at it, the more frustrated you're going to get, which is not going to help that outline make any more sense. And I've read that outline. It makes sense. It's just the state that you're in right now. You can't force it. And I know you like to stare at things until they make sense. And I know that's how you work. But I also know there's a level of frustration that you get to where it just stops working. So take a break. Well, you don't have to go to bed. You don't have to sleep. Just do something else for a little while. Well, if you can't think of anything else to do, then you really are fried, aren't you? Mm-hmm. It just so happens I was prepared for this when I came in here. Mm-hmm. I was. I might know you a little bit better than you think I do. You just have to trust me. Do you trust me? Well, that grin tells me what I need to know, but I need to hear you say it. Do you trust me? Okay. In my pocket, the pocket of this very nice robe that you should have noticed right away, is this. Yes, it's a blindfold. Good. See, your powers of observation are already returning. Well, you need to shut off your brain. So, I thought, what better way to do that than to force your body to stop thinking and to start feeling? And when your eyes are closed and you can't see anything, your other senses take over, right? Particularly your sense of touch. And your sense of sound. Yes, I know it's called hearing, but play with me, please. Trying to be sexy here. See, analytical brain just kicked in and got in the way of what could have been a very sexy moment. I was about to start nibbling on your earlobe when you decided to correct me. So I know your brain's fried. So I'm going to put this blindfold on you, and then we're going to see if we can't shut off your brain for a while. Okay? Good.